There is something special about this church. Can I get an amen somewhere?
Amen.
Thank you. I don't mean the building, although that is certainly special enough on its own. And I don't mean the grounds or the view, although they too are more beautiful than words and a great blessing to us here today. No, I mean that there is something very special about the Spirit that shines through all of us gathered here today. There is something wonderful that flows in and with and through this community. I caught my first glimpse of this something special long before I ever met any of you. Many, many months ago, when Christian and I saw this congregation was searching for ministry. An historic church with a rich and storied history, a congregation that has attracted and celebrated many affiliated and retired ministers, a congregation that has put its commitment to equality and racial justice and world community into action. This something special became even more clear to me during candidating week, as we all delved into the deep end of discernment together, the way that you all talked about the important stuff, our purpose, our values, and what we wanted for our future. That's what really made me fall in love with you as a congregation. The Unitarian Universalist Church of Berkeley definitely has peace like a river and joy like a fountain and love like an ocean. And I say this because I am beginning to really know it. Even in the brief time I've been here, I've seen it with my own eyes, felt it well up in my own heart, heard it in my own ears, and felt it floating in my own soul. And from the personal stories you all have already begun to share with me, it's this peace, this joy, this love that has drawn people to this church. Newcomer after newcomer, family after family, generation after generation has come into this community seeking the living water flowing in your midst. Maybe you've been coming here ever since you can remember, brought here by your parents in love and in the hope that the Spirit in this community would be a buoy for your life. Maybe you first came just to dip your toe back into church after you left a different one earlier in life. Perhaps that's why you're here today. I know that many here came thirsty for something, maybe unsure of exactly what, but resonated with what this community stands for and figured this church might have something of what you've been seeking. Or maybe it was a crisis or a traumatic experience, a loss, or just a bone dry desert time that propelled you through the doors of this church for the first time. Because even if you didn't know this community, even if you didn't have any idea what a Unitarian Universalist was, you needed a place where you could feel the warmth of human touch, where you could be reminded that love is stronger than hate, where you'd be accepted just as you are, where you could sing, where you could hear your voice mingle with others as we sing songs new and old, or just where you might have the space to sit in a pew and weep once a week.
The great Unitarian minister Theodore Parker wrote about this very thing using a metaphor that seemed to make sense to me this week. He wrote, "In old towns, all the water that fills the wells is dead water, dead and dirty too. The rinsings of the streets, the soakings of stables, the slop of markets, the wash and offscouring of the town, even the filterings of the graveyard settle therein. People would perish if left alone, dying of their drink, so far off in the hills, above the level of the town, they seek some mountain lake and furnish a pathway that its crystal beauty may come to town. There the living water leaps up in public fountains, washes the streets. It satisfies the blameless cattle. It runs into every house to cleanse and purify and bless. He writes, "So comes religious genius unto men." He was writing this 150 years ago. I think we can assume he might say all people today. "Some mountain of a person stands up tall, and all winter long takes the snows of heaven on their shoulders. All summer through receives the cold rain. Both become springs of living water at our feet." It's interesting words to think of today, especially in a drought-stricken state. I grew up in Texas. I'm used to droughts. I know what that's about. We don't always have some mountain stream we can go tap anew. It's interesting to think how we might make old waters new and living again otherwise. But here in places like this, I see this very thing. We take old waters, perhaps not in such a bad a state as Theodore Parker writes about, but in need of a little new life, and we do that. People come to us seeking that living water. Our larger world needs it too. So whatever it was that drew you here for the first time, I hope this church has been a well for you, a deep well of living water. We were so blessed, we are so blessed to be such a deep well for one another. We give the gifts of love and caring, energy and forgiveness, joy and welcome flow through this congregation like a river, and they flow through each and every one of us here today. And yet, as close-knit as we are, that living water, that spirit that moves in with and among us here, does not belong to us. As we heard in our story today, if one has a well in their garden, only the hole in the ground belongs to that one. The water belongs to all. Again, words to think about as we ponder water rights and who truly owns our water. Wherever love comes from, wherever joy and kindness and acceptance and welcomes comes from, they did not begin with us, and they will long outlive every one of us. By whatever name you call the source of blessing, the spirit of warmth and community we have here, the gifts of this source are something we enjoy, something that can sustain us through life's troubled times. But they are not ours to hoard. They are gifts we receive in order that we might share them, to spread them far and wide so others thirsting for the living water we have found might find it here in, with, and among us. There's a thirsty world outside our walls. People everywhere thirsty for the living water that flows in this congregation in abundance. People who yearn to share their own gifts among us. Let us endeavor this year to heed the lizard's warning, to remember the gifts we enjoy here belong not to us, but beyond any of us, to all our human family. And let us endeavor to answer our shared call to welcome longing, thirsty souls to this, our beloved fount of blessing. May it be so.